Scott McKay, good morning.
Good morning, Elizabeth.
So who is Providence City Council Majority Leader Kevin Jackson?
Kevin Jackson's 57-year-old Democrat. He's the longest-serving member of the City Council. He serves from an east side district, the Mount Hope piece of the Summit neighborhood, over as you get close to the Pawtucket Oak Hill line. And he's been around for a long, long time.
So, Scott, when you say he's been around a long time, you mean he's been a member of the City Council for some time?
Yes, he was first elected way back in 1995, and he's now, again, the longest-serving member. He's a Democrat. He's known as a community activist and was always big into youth sports, and now it appears perhaps he got a little too deeply into youth sports.
What exactly is he accused of doing wrong here?
Well, there's a couple of charges here. First, there's converting campaign money to personal use. We've seen this in some other politicians who've recently been jammed up in Rhode Island. The other, the more serious charge to me, is embezzling more than $100,000 from a track and field organization for city youths.
And I spoke with a coach from that organization, Thomas Spann, who has worked with Kevin Jackson for quite some time. He described Jackson as one of his closest friends. He said he was surprised by the charges against him, although he knew there was an investigation going on because he'd been questioned. But he said Kevin Jackson is a great person, and there are a lot of things happening in the city of Providence for young people that wouldn't be happening without him.
Well, yes, he's been known as a backer of sports and sports teams over the years. Spann, by the way, has a very good reputation in those circles. But Jackson has been, in recent years, more controversial. He's had a long history of not filing on time his ethics and financial statements. He's had trouble with campaign finances before, with filings. And don't forget that he barely won re-election last time.
Now, Scott, we just saw a state representative from Bristol, Ray Gallison, resign facing a police investigation, and he was the chair of the House Finance Committee, a powerful position. He worked for an education nonprofit that received state legislative grants. Now Jackson, a Providence City Councilman, is accused of embezzling money from an organization that was receiving funding, city funding. Who's next? Are there other lawmakers or elected officials who might be vulnerable to similar charges of wrongdoing?
Well, law enforcement's been very tight-lipped about all this. As you know, that's the way they operate. However, it seems to me that what they're doing is that law enforcement is now both on the federal and the state level. This happened since the Gordon Fox case, as you know, our former speaker who's now in jail, basically on a bribery charge. But what they've been focusing on are these campaign funds, these accounts that people have. Some have as little as $2,000 or $3,000. Some of them have $400,000 or $500,000 in them. And for years, there's always been the feeling that these were used as personal slush funds. You can't convert campaign money for private uses. It's restricted to campaign uses and some other auxiliary ways of doing it. Let's say if you wanted to take your fundraising committee to a fancy restaurant and pay for their dinner, you're allowed to do that. What you're not allowed to do is, like Gordon Fox, you're not supposed to pay your mortgage off campaign money. And I think that what's happening here is, and when the feds went in there and looked at Fox on the campaign stuff, and they kept searching, they kind of stumbled over this bribe that the Shark Bar had paid for a liquor license through then-Speaker Fox, who was also a member of the licensing board. And the Gallison thing just seems like, you know, he just assumed this money would always be there. And again, I think you're going to see a much more focus at the State House on this self-dealing with some of these grants. Look, a lot of these grants are benign. They're $1,000 for Meals on Wheels. They're $500 to fix up a little league field. But when you're looking at things like Gallison's group or the International Center for Sport and Society, the big scandal at URI that was partially funded by these state grants, when these big grants, then you have some serious questioning that has to go on at the State House. I think this has gone on for too long, and I think people are finally waking up to the reality here.
And we are seeing some movement at the state level, at least. We have lawmakers proposing some tougher ethics oversight. Scott, what exactly are they talking about doing?
Well, basically what they're talking about doing is what they've resisted since 2009, when the Supreme Court threw out a big piece of the jurisdiction the Ethics Commission had over lawmakers. Now, they have it over every other elected and appointed official in the state. If you're on a town council, you have to adhere to the ethical rules. But the Supreme Court, during a case involving former Senate President William Irons of East Providence, carved out an exception. And the lawmakers have been reluctant to enforce it on themselves ever since. However, Gallison, within days, literally, of Gallison stepping down under a cloud of investigation, suddenly we have this ethics thing back on the table in a manner that Common Cause and the good government groups seem to agree with. So I think that the good government folks can probably thank Ray Gallison. I think the embarrassment level got so high on Smith Hill that they felt they had to do something serious to combat what is a real perception problem now.
And we are also seeing some efforts to take a closer look at some of these grant programs.
Well, I think that's about time. It's far beyond time to do that. I think the governor's call for transparency. There always should be an audit of these things. And if there isn't, then the money shouldn't go out there. It's pretty, pretty simple. And I also think that there's no conflict with my interest kind of way of doing business on Smith Hill has to change. I think if you're getting money from some kind of a legislative grant, especially you shouldn't be on the Finance Committee. And we know you should not be the chairman of the Finance Committee. I mean, that's just common sense.
Scott McKay is political analyst for Rhode Island Public Radio. Scott, thanks for being here.
Great to be here, Elizabeth.